Well, welcome back to Parsha Cast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And my name is Gabriel, and I'm joined by my two sons,
Noah
and
Eli.
Yeah, and they're joining me today for this episode of Parsha Cast. And for those who don't know, Parsha is a Hebrew word which means the portion. And we are talking about this week's Torah portion. And this week's Torah portion is called Va'era. Va'era, can you guys say Va'era?
Va'era.
Very good. It is a Hebrew word which means he appeared. He appeared. And it comes from the word ra'e, which means to see. So it means, and he saw or he appeared. Yes.
When you said Va'era, I was just going to say right before you said, why don't you guys say Va'era?
You were going to say that?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, Va'era. And so this week's Torah portion, it starts in Exodus, and it's chapter 6 and verse 2, or as we say in Hebrew, Shemot, Shemot. And we're talking about Moses is the main character of the story, isn't he? And he has to go before the king of where?
Egypt.
Yeah, Egypt. Or we say in Hebrew, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. And he goes before this king of Egypt. And what is his title?
Let my people go.
And what is the king's title? What do you call the king of Egypt?
Pharaoh.
Yeah, Pharaoh. In Hebrew, we'd say Paro, Paro.
I thought you meant like some word like let my people.
No. Just like what is he called? He's called the Pharaoh. Okay, or Paro. Oh. And so he goes before him and he says, "Well, God spoke to Moshe first of all, and he said to him, he said, I am Hashem, and I appeared to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He appeared to him as El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Can you guys say El Shaddai?
El Shaddai.
Yeah, that's two Hebrew words. El means God, and Shaddai means my provider. My provider, okay? He says, but I didn't make myself known to them by my name, Hashem, or Yod Heh Vav Heh. So what he's saying to Moses is like, you know what, Moses? You are going to know me even deeper and even like closer than the three patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's pretty intense because those guys are really close to God. So this is a really interesting story because in this week's Torah portion, he goes before Pharaoh. And who is going with Moses before Pharaoh?
Aaron.
Aaron is, yeah. Aaron's the brother of Moses, right? Mm-hmm. And they're both Levites. They're both priests. Or I should say, they're both Levites at least at this point. And they're going before Pharaoh and they're telling Pharaoh to do what?
Let our people go.
Yeah, to let our people go. And where do the people want to go?
To the promised land to worship God.
Yeah, to the promised land to worship God. And is Pharaoh excited about this idea? Is he like supportive of their decision to leave Egypt? No, absolutely not. Why isn't Pharaoh excited about the Israelites leaving?
Because he wants them to build his cities and stuff.
Yeah, they're like free workers that you don't have to pay. You just give them mud and give them hay and they make bricks. And it's free, right? They don't even have to pay them any money. That's crazy, right? They're called slaves. So Pharaoh doesn't want to let his slaves go. Well, I think God knew that. And God told Moses that he's going to give him some signs. And he's like, when Pharaoh doesn't want to let the people go, I'm going to equip you, Moses and Aaron, to perform some signs. Now, these signs, we oftentimes call them the plagues, the 10 plagues. And this week's Torah portion only has up until 7 plagues, I believe. It only has 1 through 7, and it leaves 8, 9, and 10 for next week. So we have 7 plagues in this week's Torah portion. But what's interesting in Judaism, these are called the lashes of Egypt. In Hebrew, that's Makot Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Makot Mitzrayim. It means the lashes of Egypt. So it's interesting that we call them the lashes. So can you picture like a guy with a whip and he's whoopsh, lashing somebody with a whip? Mm-hmm. Would that hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's whipping them. Whoopsh. Well, mm-hmm. What do you think the taskmasters did to the Israelites? Do you think they whipped them too?
Mm-hmm.
Whoopsh. So it's almost like God is saying, you know what? You gave my people Israel so many lashes over this 400 years of them being in slavery that now it's my turn to give Egypt lashes. Whoopsh! right? And that's what he does with 10 plagues. He lashes Egypt with these plagues, these Makot Mitzrayim. The first plague we have is the plague of
blood.
Yeah, blood. And how do we say that in Hebrew? It's a dalet and it's a final dom. Mem. It's dam, dam. Yeah, that's how we say it in Hebrew, is dam. And so what turned into blood in Egypt?
Water.
Water, yeah. Was it just like some water? Was it just the Nile? What was going on?
It was all the water.
All the water, yeah. So if I went to like, I don't know, McDonald's and ordered just like a cheeseburger or french fries and a cup of ice water, would I just have water or what would happen?
Blood.
It would be a cup of blood. Ew. But they didn't have McDonald's back then, did they?
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't. But they said that, you know, when Moses, he stretched out the staff and it turned everything into blood. See, back then, they thought of the Nile as kind of like their god. And so when it turned to blood, that was like a really bad sign for their god to turn all into blood. It was like, oh no. We trusted in this Nile River so much, and now it's all bloody and yucky, and now all the fish are dying. All the fish that we live off of are dying. So it was not a good sign. The next plague was frogs, and frogs were everywhere, and they're yucky. Do you like frogs? I know you like frogs, Eli. You're always out there catching frogs in the yard, aren't you? What's your favorite thing about frogs?
That, like, do they poop?
They do poop, yeah. Is that your favorite thing about frogs?
No.
The word frog in Hebrew is a really fun word. It's sephardeah. Sephardeah. Can you say that? Sephardeah?
Sephardeah.
Good. That's a really cool word. Sephardeah.
I just like them because they're like a middle kind of little is animal that can jump high.
Yeah. Yeah, and they jumped all over the Egyptian stuff, too, and they were just everywhere. And they eventually died because, you know, Pharaoh begged Moses to pray to God that all the frogs would go away, and they eventually died, and they it says that they raked them and shoveled them in the big, big piles of dead frogs, and they probably was really gross, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next plague, well, first, do you think Pharaoh let them go after that? No, he didn't have enough. It says that he hardened his heart, and he was really proud. He didn't want to let the Israelites go. He's like, no, Egypt is the best country ever. Well, that pride was not good. What happened next was there was bugs everywhere, like insects and stuff everywhere, all over them and in their hair and all over their animals. That would be so yucky. Have you ever been camping and there's like mosquitoes all over you?
Mm-mm.
And you're like, ow, ow, ow. Ow, stop biting me. That's what it would be like. Mosquitoes biting you like nonstop. And you're just trying to like...
Do they have bug spray in Egypt?
No, they wouldn't have had bug spray in Egypt.
What?
Yeah. Maybe they had some kind of like natural way to keep bugs away, but probably was kind of still really annoying. But Pharaoh still didn't let them go. The next thing he used was wild animals. And what's interesting, the Hebrew word for this plague... For this one is called arov, and we don't really understand what the word arov means. Some people say maybe it's like a mixture of like insects and animals. One rabbi from a long time ago, he said that maybe arov means like this wolf-like creature that only comes out at night and attacks people. That'd be scary, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If like all these wolf-like creatures came out at night and attacked people, ooh, bad dreams. Well, that's what this one rabbi, Rashbam, that's what he says maybe happened, is like the rove was like these wolf-like guys that would come out and they would attack people if you were caught at night.
Wait, so, wolf-like guys?
Yeah, wolf-like guys. Not guys, animals, like beasts. But they were like big, giant dogs that would come out and attack people. They thought maybe that was the arov, because the word arov, it can mean mixture, but it's also spelled the same as erev, which is evening. So they thought maybe it came out in the evening. No one really knows for sure, so they say wild animals, but still Pharaoh hardened his heart. And the next plague that God inflicted on Egypt, the next lash that he inflicted on was pestilence, when all the livestock died. So if you were like a person who raised cows and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden you woke up one morning and you looked out your window and all your cows were like dead, that's what it would have been like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I know great-grandma's dad,
mm-hmm.
Wife, I mean, they have a lot of cattle, and still they do have it.
Yeah.
like about 100.
Yeah.
Out in the country. And imagine just that all dying. That's
yeah, that would weird. You would be like suddenly you'd be like poor because you wouldn't have a way to live. So that was the next plague. That was the fifth plague. But still, Pharaoh was so proud and he was stubborn and he hardened his heart. And the next plague, the sixth plague, was boils. Now, I want you to picture like these yucky, like big open wounds all over your body that are like itchy and sore and probably have like yucky stuff in them and scabs. So gross, right? But they were covered with these boils and it was yucky. And even Pharaoh, yeah. So Pharaoh still did not let the people go. And the next plague, the seventh plague, and the last plague we'll talk about today was the Barad. Barad in Hebrew, it means like hail. But it's also like hail and also like lightning and thunder. So they were getting like pummeled by this hail and also like tons of like wind and thunder and lightning. So a few months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, we went through a really bad hurricane, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really, really, really bad,
called
but it was
Irma,
yeah, Hurricane Irma. And remember looking out the window and seeing like the trees swaying and there was rain and heavy wind. Can you imagine that plus giant hail coming down and smashing through your roof and stuff?
And fire.
That would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So oddly enough, Pharaoh still did not let the Israelites go. He was so proud. And what's really interesting, and I mentioned this earlier to you guys when we were talking, is that the word for plagues, we don't see it until the 11th chapter of Exodus, but the word for plague is nega. And nega means like an infection. So what God was doing was he was bringing down like these infections and like exposing these infections within Egypt. But it was almost like there was already an infection of like pride in Pharaoh. He was like very proud and haughty and he didn't want to let the Israelites go. But God was like bringing that out. And the symptoms of that infection was like all these different plagues, all these different lashes. So what am I holding in my hand right here?
Neosporin.
Yeah. It's like this cream that we put on our skin when we have a boo-boo, right? Mm-hmm. And Eli, have you ever put this on a boo-boo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what does it do? What does it help you do? What does it keep the boo-boo from getting?
Germs.
Yeah, it keeps the boo-boo from getting germs. If you get a lot of germs in a boo-boo, what do we call that? It gets infected, right? It gets infected. And infections can be like dangerous because they can get into your blood, into your blood vessels, and they can travel all over your body into your heart and they can actually kill you. So it's good to treat the infection early. And so our master Yeshua, when he's talking in the Gospels, he says that he will humble the proud, that God will exalt the humble, but he will humble those who are proud. So it's always good to have humility, and never have like a prideful spirit, because God has a way of like working on that in you, because you know that's not a good spirit to have. You want to always be someone that can learn new things and be teachable, and you never want to be proud. So yeah.
I had a question about the hail, the fire hail stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, like, weird that fire and ice are, like, opposites, you know?
Yeah, it is. Very
and
interesting.
When it hits the ground, it just turns into, like, catches on fire, which is really weird.
Yeah. Like, it was, like, fire bombs or something. We don't really understand it fully. You know, sometimes Hebrew can be a really interesting language in that it can mean different things. Like, these words can mean different things. We can get a rough idea what maybe it looked like, but Hebrew can sometimes be kind of, not confusing, but ambiguous sometimes, and we can, like, not fully understand what each Hebrew word is trying to say. Like, the word arov, we don't really know if that, like, is that a wild beast, or is that, like, a mixture of, like, you know, like, insects and beasts? We don't really know, but you know, we can get like a rough idea at least. So today, in this week's Torah portion, we learned about the Makot Mitzrayim, the lashes of Egypt. And it's almost like God inflicting lashes on Egypt because they inflicted so many lashes on the people of Israel. But these lashes were almost like the punishment. You know, sometimes when kids do something bad, they get like spankings, right? Well, Egypt was really, really bad. They were inflicting so much suffering and misery on Israel that God was like, you know what? It's time for your lashes now. And eventually, as we'll see in next week's Torah portion, I think Pharaoh will finally throw in the towel and he'll let the Israelites go. And next week's Torah portion is called Bo. It means to go, to get out, or to go to somewhere. Or sometimes Bo can mean to come to me. So it has kind of two meanings. So you guys have any questions about this week's Torah portion so far? Anything you'd like to add?
So wait, what did you mention the like staff turned into in their one? Like?
Well, that's not actually listed as one of the plagues, but yeah, that is definitely something that happened when Moses and Aaron, they put the staff down and it turned into a tanin. In the Hebrew, tanin could be a serpent, it could be a crocodile, it could be a sea monster. Tanin is a very loose term that just means something that's kind of like
a snake.
Yeah, snake. Many people believe it's a snake. Some people actually believe a crocodile. But either way, you know, when it gobbled up the magician's snake or the magician's crocodile, it was like God sending Pharaoh a message saying that, you know what, I'm in charge now. I'm the new boss in this town.
He's the new Pharaoh.
Yeah, he's the new Pharaoh. Exactly. He's the new king. So a tanin is a very loose term that means like snake, crocodile, or it could even mean like a sea monster. It's a very interesting word, tanin. So, well, that completes this week's Torah portion and some of the insights that we had from it. We encourage you to obviously read it for yourself. And it's found in Exodus 6:2, and it goes all the way to Exodus chapter 9, all the way to verse 35, okay? So make sure you read it and study it. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week for Parsha Bo. Thank you for listening to Parsha Cast. Can you guys say bye?
Bye.